Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. But as CEO of WAMC, Alan, tasked with raising $1 million and $439,739 in the lockbox. Are you still chewing your fingernails?
Well, I am indeed. You know, it's so close, but it's not there by any means. We could easily fall short of this. I hope we won't. I hope everybody gets just how important it is that if you are a listener, you do something to help make this thing happen. I'm passionate about this. We've all built the station together, and together we've just got to bring this thing home. We get an extra $10,000 from Berkshire Bank if we can do this. They're no fools. They know exactly what they're doing. They're great people, and we so appreciate it. But in the end, it comes down to us, and so we have to do it.
WAMC.org. Help us get to that $500,000 mark by Sunday night.
Yeah, boy.
Well, oh boy is right. Sheldon Silver, the longtime leader of the New York State Assembly, has agreed to step down by Monday in the wake of federal corruption charges.
Well, David, on a number of levels, I don't think anybody has seen anything yet. There's going to be a vetting process. Obviously, an upstate Rochester, obscure to most of us, majority leader, the number two guy. The number two guy is always an upstate guy to keep the Democrats happy, is the caretaker. What has to happen now, obviously, the Democrats have to do is to vet the people who will take command of the Democratic establishment in the Assembly. The problem is, of course, that they have been burned. And if they choose badly, if they choose somebody who is not up to the job, if they choose somebody who is the head of, let's say, the local organization, political organization, has made deals of their own, then you have the risk of getting this thing happening all over again. And the last thing the Democrats want to do, who have a two-third majority in the Assembly, is to lose that. Because when you had Watergate, when you have things of that kind, these are transforming events, you can lose the whole ballgame. So if they don't choose somebody who is really clean, and there are a number of candidates who fit that description, then you risk having the U.S. attorney come in and do it all over again.
In the meantime, Silver is not going to resign his seat, but Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli, who you referenced from Rochester, will serve as the interim speaker, and those other potential candidates you referenced as well, Assemblyman Carl Heastie of the Bronx, Keith Wright of Harlem, Kathy Nolan of Queens, and Joe Lentol of Brooklyn. However, we also have a governor. Where does he come in?
Well, the idea that the governor isn't playing a role in this is simply naive. Obviously, he is. If he can get an ally of his, like Keith Wright from the Manhattan chair, into this job, then he'll have the governorship and the assembly, and that would be a tremendous thing for him. So I am sure that Andrew Cuomo is working the phones. But of course, while he's working the phones, he has to worry and look over his shoulder and see what the U.S. attorney may be doing with him. Because we know that there's no love lost between those two guys. And we know that Preparara came out and said that the three men in the room is the great curse. And then shortly after he said that, along comes Cuomo and says, oh, I can't work with a committee. So now the battle lines are drawn. And I'm fascinated by what might happen next.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Hit the lockbox.
It's a lockbox. Everybody, come on, let's go. Let's go. We need about $60,000. We have about 5 days to do it in. If everybody puts something in, we can't fail.